WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
We actually do not have Peggy with us this week, but we do have a fantastic guest, Elizabeth Yin, and she's from LaunchBit. How are you doing, Elizabeth?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Before we get started, I just want to thank everyone for liking our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/mobilepresence. If you haven't done so yet, go ahead and do so and join in on the conversation. So again, today we have Elizabeth from LaunchBit. Elizabeth, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about LaunchBit and how it differs from other ad networks?
Sure. So my name is Elizabeth Yin, and I co-founded a company called LaunchBit, and we are an ad network for email. And what that means is we work with thousands of email newsletter publishers. These are people who are either individuals or they could be media companies, and they publish an email newsletter either weekly or monthly or daily. And we help them monetize their emails by placing relevant ads in them. And we differ from other ad networks in the sense that we really focus on lead generation. Email is a great way for companies to be able to get their product or service in front of an email audience and then convert that audience into email signups for their own lists. So that's what we really focus on.
And it's pay-per-click, not per impression, right?
That's correct.
So essentially you share a bit of that with whoever is sending out those newsletters.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's great. I love that. That sounds like a really smart way to do some marketing.
Yeah. Actually, I've never even heard of that kind of ad network before. Generally, it's going through blogs or websites and things like that, much as AdWords through Google.
Well, we learned from talking with a lot of marketers that marketers love pay-per-click. Actually, at the beginning, when we first started LaunchBit, we were charging people flat fees for doing ad placements in newsletters. And, we found that that worked with, that worked for some marketers, but it definitely didn't work for a lot of people. And so that's why we moved over to this model. It's a lot more fair.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't work how, per se?
Well, a lot of these marketers, as you can imagine, business owners, are trying to get new customers. And so they're taking out advertising with the purpose of getting new customers. Of course, it only makes sense to get new customers if you are paying less than, how much you essentially make from getting a new customer. And right. In many cases, these advertisers were overpaying because the flat fee was just too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so which again, the our show is Mobile Presence, and unless I'm actually sitting down at my office, I'm checking email through my phone. So those ads, regardless, show up in that email, whether you're on a tablet or on a phone, right?
That's right. And in fact, as we have progressed over the last couple of years, we've noticed that there have been some trends, and especially around mobile emails. You're right, a lot more people these days are reading their emails on mobile devices. When we first started the company, a lot of the newsletters we worked with tended to see about between 15 and maybe 20%, if you were lucky, of those emails being read on mobile devices. These days, obviously still depending on the vertical and the list, we right. tend to see that emails are being read on mobile about, you know, upwards of 30-40% of the time. So, wow. and that's just over the last couple of years. We're talking about essentially doubling the number of people reading their emails on mobile.
So that's to say that if someone does go through LaunchBit, they need to ensure that where people are clicking through to is mobile friendly. Otherwise, you could be missing that conversion.
Yeah, I think as a more general and broader point, I think a lot of people, a lot of business owners and marketers do email marketing in general. Like either they send emails to their own list mm-hmm. or they go through LaunchBit or some other source to buy advertising in emails, other people's emails. I think the broader point is that these email layouts need to be properly rendered for both mobile and the web. And it's something that a lot of people are not cognizant of today, but mm-hmm. really should be.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
I have a quick technical question about being able to track how the emails are opened. I've heard or seen people say that iPhones, it's easy to track, but on Android, it's not always trackable. So is that true? And is it possible then that those statistics could be a little low if that's the case?
Yeah, the statistics could definitely be skewed. I'm not sure if it would be lower or higher, but the way that we and all the email service providers track opens is when people display images, then it registers, somebody opened an email. But mm-hmm. if you're not displaying images as the user, like by Gmail's default settings, I don't think images show up. And on many mobile devices, images don't show up by default either. Then it won't track and open even though you have opened an email. So mm-hmm. yeah, some of these numbers may be lower, but it's a little bit hard for me to know whether it would be lower on mobile versus the web.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. So if someone were to get an email and they, in Gmail it says display images, always display images, don't display images. If they set their default to no, do not display images, thinking, hey, this will load the email faster, then they will no longer register as an open every time you send them an email. That's interesting.
That's right. That's right. Huh.
And so coming full circle to mail, and I know you partner up with specific brands who send out newsletters, but you're also partnered with MailChimp. How does that work?
Yeah, so MailChimp is an email service provider. They're a company that allows you to, as a business owner or a marketer, go in and use their platform to send out emails really easily rather than setting up your own mail servers and all that complicated stuff. So MailChimp powers email sending for, I don't even know, thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands, I'm not quite sure, of publishers and marketers. So we've partnered with them to make it really easy for their customers who send emails to be able to add our ads to their MailChimp templates.
And so do they let their, because like you said, there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of customers that they have. Do they let their customers know, hey, look, this is an option for you? I mean, is that how it works? And they say, hey, if you want to, it's as easy as just, hooking up with Elizabeth, or how does that process work? Because some of our listeners, I mean, I know I have MailChimp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they have a marketplace of applications they've partnered with, and we're one of those applications. And just by following the steps in their marketplace, you can quickly add our ad widget to your MailChimp email newsletter. And so obviously not all of their customers will do this, but they do let their customers know about this and make it easy from a technical perspective to add the ad widget as well.
Great. Okay, so listeners, just beware, if you have MailChimp and you are looking to do some sort of affiliate marketing or ad network marketing in your email newsletters, definitely look for that LaunchBit app or widget in MailChimp. That's quite interesting. And as far as, you know, you said that the company's been around for the past 2 years, I'm assuming you've seen some really good growth.
Yeah, well, when we first started, the very first week, we had basically nothing. Like, we had 6 email newsletters that we were working with, and we were working with 2 advertisers at that time. That was what week one looked like. Today, we work with over 3,800 email newsletters. Mm. And so we've gone from 6 to 3,800. So we've seen a lot of growth. And then, obviously, we also have a lot more advertisers as well. So it's been quite a ride.
That's great. Mm. And when people go in there and they choose as an advertiser, the targeting, what kinds of things can you hone in on?
So if you want to reach a particular demographic to sign up for your product or service, we have a list of different demographics that you can reach on our website, launchbit.com. And so let's say you want to reach programmers, you can select that demographic and we'll get you in a variety of different email newsletters that reach programmers.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Great. Well, we'll take a real quick break here. Sounds like there's actually a lot more to get into. Take a real quick break and we'll be right back with Elizabeth Yin.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive .com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Ready to learn to be a mass marketing mastermind? Get schooled on how to be inboxed.
You've got mail.
Our hosts will show you how to deliver on email marketing strategies without going postal. Inboxed, on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And again, we have Elizabeth Yin with us today from LaunchBit. And before we went to break, we were actually talking about the way you can target your specific ads for these newsletters. So essentially, it's a demographic, and then you just bid on those clicks?
That's right. So let's say that I have a new product and I want to get it in front of, say, computer programmers. I'll go ahead and I'll select programmers as the demographic I want to reach. And then, you know, based on how much my product costs, I may want to bid, I don't know, say $1.50 per click. That's totally arbitrary. I can bid whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And I will get computer programmers coming to my site for anything less than $1.50 per click.
And so, and that's pretty standard as far as most pay-per-click ad networks go, right? You set the bid, and sometimes it comes in lower, sometimes it comes in higher. Now, have you had any issues with clients saying, well, you know, this is great, but it's not necessarily getting me the leads that I'm looking for? And what do you do in those situations?
Yeah, so to clarify, you'll always get traffic for under your bid or at your bid, never higher. Mm. And as you go along and you get traffic from different email newsletters, let's say, again, I want to reach computer programmers, and now I'm getting traffic from, say, 5 to 10 different email newsletters, and I'm noticing that, you know, maybe a couple of these are just not leading to customers for me. Like, these people are clicking and they're coming to my site, but I'm not getting any new customers. What right. we also allow you to do is you can block specific email newsletters. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, if it's just not working, you just block those email newsletters and we get you more traffic from other newsletters, but still, you know, amongst the computer programmer demographic.
Now, is there a way to put in a maximum number, you know, so it would necessarily, if they wanted a lower budget, they would go in fewer newsletters or?
Oh yeah, definitely. You can set your budget as well to be whatever you want.
Now, what about the publisher side? So, do they have any control over the types of ads that are accepted, or do they just, you know, their email goes out and they don't even know what's going to be in there? They're counting on you to make sure it's a legitimate ad to a legitimate company, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so similar situation there. Just like advertisers can block publishers, we also enable publishers to be able to block advertisers. So if you're a publisher, we actually...
Ad itself or based on the advertiser?
The ad itself. Like, some advertisers are running, you know, lots of different ads for different products. And so you may be okay with this product, but maybe not with this product. And so you can actually block specific ads. And we show you a listing in your account of, you know, the, say, roughly the 10 most likely ads that could show up.
And it's an algorithm that you use?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if, you know, say there are these 10 ads that are bidding pretty high for a particular demographic and is most likely to show up in a given email newsletter, that email newsletter publisher has the ability to block any of those 10 ads. Now, it may turn out that, you know, in practicality, only one of those would have gone out, but you could still block, you know, any of those, and they just won't show up. And so mm-hmm. we do give both advertisers and publishers full control over, you know, who gets to show your ad or you know, who gets to see your ad. But as a rule, like, we do have really strict... We do have a really strict process in vetting ads to begin with. So we like only high quality ads, and those are the ones that really make it into our system in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because otherwise no one would click, no one would make any money, and the whole thing would go down like a house of cards.
Right, and that's exactly
What about geographical blocking? Is there a way to pick a certain region that you want to advertise in, or...?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's something we've experimented a lot with this year. So we've been working with some advertisers in helping them hit certain geolocations. We don't have that feature available on our interface right now because we've just been experimenting slowly with it, but we do have the capabilities to do it. So if that's something that people are interested in, they can definitely email us and we can talk about how that works.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, from the case studies that you are able to talk about, what kinds of numbers and what kinds of you know, return on investments have you seen as far as clients are concerned, advertisers?
Yeah. So as I've alluded to, we really are strong with lead generation, which is this idea of getting email signups for your product or service. And so what we found that our most successful advertisers do is they don't try to get a sale right away. In fact, yeah. We found that that doesn't really work. You know, you see an ad in an email newsletter and you click it and then you go to buy. Like, that is a very rare occurrence. But what a lot of these successful advertisers do, and they all do this similarly, which was interesting to me, is they'll either run a contest where you sign up for it or a useful ebook or some sort of useful content. And then you gradually build a relationship with the people who sign up for this piece of content and eventually make the sale, you know,
down the line.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a, hey, if you like Consumer World email newsletter, you'll love PC Guide newsletter or something like that.
Something like that. Or in the case of many of our SaaS companies who are advertisers, these are, SaaS is a subscription, software as a service kind of company. These are, a lot of the software companies today charge a subscription rate for their software. What they'll do is they'll get you some sort of useful ebook on how to solve a particular technical problem. And then when you sign up, they'll teach you more solutions on how to solve that problem. And then eventually you'll say, oh, well, actually, their product makes it really easy to solve this problem. Maybe I should just buy from them. And that seems to work really well.
And are you finding that the publishers are able to use this as a nice add-on revenue stream, or is it fairly minimal for the publisher?
It really depends a lot on the publisher's list size and open rate. As you can imagine, if you have a small list, let's say you only have 100 people on your list, and say you have a 20% open rate, really you're only getting in front of 20 people, and that's not going to be very interesting to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a much larger list, I'd say at least 10,000 people on your list for this to be an interesting monetization channel. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it depends on what your expectations are, whether you're trying to make some extra beer money or whether you're trying to make this into a business. We do have publishers who have used LaunchBit first as a hobby, but then eventually made so much money that this is basically their full-time job, just running their email newsletter.
Wow. Yeah. That's fascinating.
Yeah. And so we're going to have to go to break again, but when we get back, the one thing that I do want to talk to you about is, since you are focused on lead generation, if you can give our listeners a couple tips on lead generation and actually cultivating those leads. So stay with us, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link-building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Join the thousands of search and social media marketers at one of the largest events of the year.
SES San Francisco 2013,
September 10th through the 13th.
Learn more at sesconference.com. Check out daily Meet the Expert roundtables, where you can take part in intimate and informative discussions with industry icons. Add over 70 sessions, a crowded expo floor, on-site training at the Click Z Academy, and webmasterradio.fm search bash, and you'll have
SES San Francisco 2013,
September 10th through the 13th. Register for
SES San Francisco 2013
by clicking on the banner ads from the webmasterradio.fm website, or go now to sesconference.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom, on demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And today we have Elizabeth from LaunchBit on the line. And what kinds of tips can you give our listeners, Elizabeth, as far as lead generation and cultivating those leads?
Sure. Well, so it depends a lot on, you know, what your goal is. Again, with lead generation, the goal is not to get a sale right away, but it's to get new signups for people who could, you know, these people could potentially be future buyers of your product or your service. So you want to get potential customers. And one of the best ways to do this is to educate. A lot of people don't want to be sold to right away, but they obviously do like useful tips. So our best advertisers will typically put up a landing page saying, hey, here is an ebook that can help you with X problem. It could be on, you know, how do you fix a tire on your car, or it could be on, you know, how do you reboot your mobile device, whatever it is that's related to your business. A lot of people want to sign up for useful content that will help their lives. And so the best way to market to these people is to offer them this content and offer this content in exchange for signing up for your list. And then after people sign up for your list, you know, it really doesn't make sense to spam these people with just any random content. You want to obviously constantly be educating people with useful content, but continue to build a relationship with people who sign up on your list. And I recommend actually emailing your potential customers, these people who sign up for your content, about once a week. It's a good way to stay top of mind. But the caveat is, you know, don't just send them an email, some random email once every week. Send them a good email that you put some thought into around how you can constantly solve whatever problems they may have. And then eventually, after a few emails, and obviously everybody's sales cycle is going to be different, then you can start to present offers or promotions around your product or service. People feel like they know you. If you use your first and your last name when you're sending the email, it's a nice personal touch. It doesn't come from some corporate machine. And you're able to build actually a relationship online with these people who then can become your customers.
Which is where things are going these days as far as advertising is concerned. Building those relationships, building those conversations, you know, really making people trust you. And then once they trust you, they're so loyal. Not only will they buy from you, but, you know, going one step beyond that, they'll share whatever it is that you've got, whether it's an email newsletter or an offer, things like that. So that's definitely great. So before we do have to head out, Elizabeth,
I had one other question I just wanted to ask. A bit of a general question about sort of the viability of email going forward. I think there's a lot of people that, you know, so every now and again you see, you know, email's dying and email's dead and, you know, all this. And I guess my take is it's nowhere near dying, but, and I'm assuming yours is the same, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, certainly. So I think there are two aspects to email. So one is the inbox in your web-based browser. So a lot of people have been talking about the priority tabs in Gmail, for example.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are really concerned about it. And so let me tell you a little bit about what we've seen, at least for right now. Obviously, things can change. A lot of email publishers whom we work with and talk with have actually, yes, they've seen a drop in open rates since Gmail has introduced these priority tabs. The drops can be, you know, the drop in the open rate could be as low as, you know, 5 to 10%. It could be as high as 20 to 30%. We've seen quite the range. But what a number of these email marketers have seen is that actually, even though there's been a drop in open rates, they've actually, some of them have seen increases in engagement, which means that the people who are actually reading your emails are paying closer to attention to it. Like no longer were they just kind of opening it to filter it out, but they're actually opening it and clicking through and checking out what it is you're offering. And so you might have fewer people that you're reaching, but you have a much more engaged audience who's actually listening and potentially buying. So that's great news for that. On the mobile side of things, I think that's still the wild, wild west. And as I said earlier in the show, like we're seeing 30 to 40% of people opening emails on mobile, so a significant percentage. And for mobile, we don't have the priority tabs or anything like that, at least not right now. And so with mobile, your emails are still going through to the regular inbox on mobile. I think the challenge there is a lot of marketers are not optimizing their email layouts for mobile. For example, you really want to have one column and not multiple columns for mobile, because then you force people to scroll and do weird things on this much smaller interface. And so reading about how to optimize for mobile, I think, is really important for a lot of email marketers, especially since a high percentage of people are reading on mobile. And that's something that I would recommend everybody do, because we're seeing more people read emails on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. And what I was going to ask you earlier is, if an advertiser or email newsletter list sender wants to contact you, wants to sign up, how easy is that process and where can they contact you?
Yeah, so LaunchBit is a self-serve advertising tool, meaning you can just go to launchbit.com and hit the start button and you can get started right away. Obviously, if you have questions or if you want to talk about, you know, your campaign or best practices, we're very customer service friendly, so we would love to hear from you. You can email us at hello@launchbit.com and a real person will email you back and kick off that conversation with you. And I can also offer your listeners a discount if they want. If you type in the notes in taking out your campaign, Webmaster Radio, just, you know, type Webmaster Radio, I can give you 25% off.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah. So Kim, you're going to sign up, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try it out as well. Now, before we bid our final farewell, Kim, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
KimDushinsky.com is a good way to get my mobile business card. So that's the best way to find all the different ways to be in touch with me.
Great. And you can contact me on Twitter at Assurance Agency. Don't forget, you can look up Mobile Presence on iTunes, Stitcher, and get the Webmaster mobile app on the iTunes App Store or Google Play and listen to us live every Wednesday. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence presented by Skywire Media. Don't forget, every minute is mobile, so make every minute mobile. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors.
any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.